With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. State Farm Stadium, Glendale, Arizona, filled to overflowing with people mourning the loss of Charlie Kirk and pledging to carry on his vision. Charlie's widow, Erica.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
And she says she forgives that man, President Trump, keynote speaker at yesterday's service.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation. That was a horrible attack on the United States of America. It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
The president also teases a major medical announcement today, saying, I think we found an answer to autism. Across the San Francisco Bay Area, the timing was just perfect. If you planned on getting out of bed shortly before 3 a.m.
A pre-dawn earthquake rattled across Metro San Francisco early this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey registered it at magnitude 4.3, centered near Berkeley. It struck shortly before 3 a.m. local time. People reported feeling their homes shaking and getting emergency alerts on their phones. The San Francisco Department of Emergency Service writes on X, while 9/11 received an increase in calls from people who felt shaking, there have been no reports of injuries in San Francisco at this time. And infrastructure is being examined for possible damage. George Williams reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 170 points. NASDAQ futures 91 points lower. This is SRN News. Pastors advise pastors in a new Lifeway study.
The poll asks clergymen what other members of their profession should do to be successful in the ministry. The number one piece of advice is not to neglect marriage and family. Veteran pastors say there's a big risk that a young minister will be so focused on his congregation that his wife and kids suffer, causing problems down the line. The second most popular piece of advice is for pastors to always make time for personal study of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world begin marking the high holy days today. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, begins at sundown. It runs through Wednesday. Jewish people will visit their local synagogues for community, for prayer, and to hear the arresting sound of the shofar. Beyond marking the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah also commemorates the world's birthday, the creation of humans, and the sovereignty and majesty of God. This is SRN News. Some U.S. lawmakers visiting communist China, they hope to encourage greater dialogue between Beijing and Washington.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers pushed for more military-to-military dialogue in a meeting Sunday with China's Premier Li Qiang, a rare congressional visit since the U.S.-China relations soured. Li welcomed the delegates, calling it an ice-breaking trip that will further the ties between the two countries. The delegation was led by Representative Adam Smith.
We certainly have disagreements and will have disagreements, but open dialogue is absolutely crucial.
I'm Julie Walker.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's YouTube account has gone offline. Venezuela's state-run channel claims it was eliminated without any explanation. Google, YouTube's parent company, not responding to questions about it. This comes amid rising tension between Venezuela and the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.